This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What's your favorite free wedding merch? The water bottle you'll never use. The towel you'll toss away.
One time I got like a painted stone.
A painted stone. They gave you a pet rock and a wedding jack. What kind of a couple is this? Were they geologists?
No, like rocks on the beach was a big theme of the wedding. Like no two
like
rocks
sinking?
Are alike.
Okay, there's a lot of ways this could go. In the meantime, ready? Here we go. 3, 2.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, November 2nd, and today's pod is the best one yet.
Before we hit that, Nick, do you want to keep your Twitter verified status?
I'd like to keep our Twitter verified status. I like that blue check mark.
Well, Elon just tweeted that is now a product that costs $8 a month. Anyone can do it.
We're going to pay $8 for this thing, man.
More to unpack on that story. Let's hit our T-boy.
Jack, what's our first story?
Uber just announced that its business has never been doing better.
Recession's not a bad thing for Uber because Uber is a downturn diva.
For our second story, Peyton and Eli Manning are retired from the NFL, but they're just getting started in media.
The Manning cast. It is transforming how we watch TV.
And our third and final story is Pfizer. Pfizer just said their COVID vaccine is a franchise.
Yeah.
Like a Marvel superhero franchise.
COVID shots, they are bigger than Star Wars. I'm sorry. Star Wars, they are bigger than Jack.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Just a wonderful mix, man. I'm curious what the Manning brothers are going to think.
Have you noticed there's a lot of weddings happening lately?
Jack, have you noticed you got more wedding invites up in that fridge than last year?
Are you wearing more chiffon than you ever thought you would?
A little bit softer now, a little more often. Now.
Yetis, we already knew 2022 was the year of weddings.
All right, but Jack and I just discovered we just had the day of the weddings within the year of the weddings.
Get this. According to whoever keeps track, the most popular wedding day of the year was this past October 22nd.
Apparently, more people said I do on 10/22 than any other day of the year.
90,000 American couples got hitched on 10/22 this year.
90,000 huge smooches were smooched on October 22nd this year.
But it's not just the 22nd day of the month that made this wedding magic.
All right, this is the shocker. 3 out of the 5 most popular wedding dates. What month are they in, Jack?
October.
They're in October.
Is it the fall foliage?
Jack, maybe it's the pumpkin spice up your relationship.
There's something in the air in October.
Yeah, during October, it's not the bugs. It's probably the open bar.
So if anyone objects to this wedding statistic.
Yes, Jack.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
We now pronounce October 22nd. The most romantic day of the year. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who want to get married on October 22nd?
Go snag next year's October 22nd.
10/22/23, it's already sold out.
Let's hit our 3 stories.
15 years before this song, 2 boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that.
that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Uber literally surged 12% yesterday. Like
the stock
literally surged 12%.
Because Uber just revealed it's a downturn diva.
It's a downturn diva. All right, Jack, can I vent for a sec? Can I just vent with you
for a
second here?
Okay. That's what I'm here for.
Tuesday morning, the price of an Uber X to go like 1.5 miles from Pacific Heights to downtown San Francisco.
How much?
$42. Is this in a helicopter to the Hamptons?
Yetis, have you noticed that your Uber prices are popping more than usual?
Besties, have you noticed that Silver Prius showed up a little bit later than expected yesterday?
Yes and yes. Because Uber's earnings just confirmed.
Get this, surge levels are up 30% from last year. Brutal.
The average ETA for your ride to pick you up has risen from 5 minutes to 6 minutes.
I don't act spoiled, but like that 1 minute kind of matters. I really appreciate that minute.
We are waiting more, we are paying more, and Uber is loving every minute of it.
So Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style to Uber's earnings, and we noticed they sounded less like a Honda Civic, more like a Cadillac Escalade.
The CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, sounded like he just finished bench pressing a lift.
The quotes, can we talk about the quotes? First of all, Dara said, travel is booming for us.
Said there's no signs of a slowdown.
And then our personal favorite. Right now, frankly, we're not seeing any signs of consumer weakness.
No signs of weakness?
Not even a single sign, Jack. You don't even have to ask again. None. They even said lower income passengers are ordering more Ubers than ever right now.
In this economy?
In this economy, man.
Yet he's a whopping 2 billion rides were hailed on the Uber app last quarter, helping the rides revenue jumped 73%.
Sit down, stand up, and sit in the back of that Camry again. Okay, but Jack, here's the other big question. People are going out more. You're hitting the restaurants. What about food delivery?
Food delivery is crushing it as well.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
Revenue for Uber Eats also jumped, not as much as the rides business, but up by 24%.
Pad Thai Tuesday is killing it. So Jack, add it all up, and what are we seeing over at Uber?
October, which wasn't included in the earnings report, is looking like Uber's best month ever for both mobility and total bookings.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Uber?
Uber is officially a downturn diva.
Now, Yetis, all of that intrigued us, but what Jack and I thought was the most powerful part of the earnings call happened at the very end.
CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said, the macroeconomic environment is actually helping us.
As in, recession-like conditions are making Uber's business better.
Because the number one thing Uber needs right now, and the big issue it's had during the whole pandemic, it needs more drivers.
Well, 70% of new Uber drivers say inflation and job insecurity are what push them into Uber.
If the recession gets bad and unemployment rises, that could boost the supply of available Uber drivers even higher.
Plus, Uber now offers so many price points, they're not worried about losing riders these days.
Because a downturn would give it more drivers, which would keep the prices of rides more affordable.
So yeah, most businesses, they suffer during a recession.
But a few, like Uber, are downturn divas.
Dara is a fierce downturn diva, Jack. For our second story, the Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli, are building a media empire beyond football.
The MVP example of return on talent.
Are you talking about ROT, Jack? The old ROT?
The old ROT. Actually, the brand new ROT, because we just came up with the term.
It is a new thing. We just created it yesterday. Now, Yeti's the Manning brothers. The Manning brothers, 2 brothers, 4 Super Bowls, 3 foreheads between the two of them.
We should clarify. Peyton Manning has appeared in more Super Bowl commercials than he has appeared in Super Bowls.
What do I got to do to get you into this MasterCard, Jack?
That's right. You haven't launched a product unless a Manning brother has endorsed it on TV.
The Manning brothers just sat down for an interview with our buddy Kendall Baker on their brand new startup. And Jack, what's it called? It's a couple years old.
Omaha.
Omaha.
Omaha Productions.
If you hear a Manning yell Omaha,
you're like about to bust a vertebrae. You just want to be careful when that happens.
Actually, your defense is about to get split by a seam right up the goal line.
It's not a good thing. But yeah,
actually, it means there's a gap in your defense and the Mannings are about to exploit it.
All right, we're going
to
toss the whiteboard aside for the second. In the meantime, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. There's a new trend happening because when athletes used to retire, they used to like go to Disney World and play golf for 6 years.
Now when athletes are retiring, they're launching media startups.
For example, LeBron James's Spring Hill Entertainment is worth $725 million.
Tom Brady's media company just raised $50 million.
Kevin Durant, he has a media company called 35 Ventures, invests in media.
Steph Curry has a media company called Unanimous. We should point out, none of those four guys is retired
yet. They've all got some gray hair, though, and we think this is their post-game plan.
The Mannings, however, are retired, and they have Omaha Productions,
which is famous for having two digital shows right now.
Two key shows, Peyton's Places and the Manning Cast.
And the way Jack and I see it, we think their core show, the Manning Cast, actually reveals an interesting media insight right now.
The Manning Cast is a simulcast of Monday Night Football.
That is key, because if you want to watch like your classic play-by-play with like Al Michaels yelling about the second down for the second time for the second straight minute on Monday Night Football,
you can just watch that on classic ESPN.
But Jack, if you want something totally different, you could watch ESPN simulcast with the Manning Brothers.
It's probably on ESPN2 or streaming on ESPN+.
Now, Yetis, if you haven't watched the Manning Cast, it is an alternative feed of that same football.
The game is on the screen, like the game between the Giants and the Jets or whatever, but the two Manning brothers are chatting.
Right.
They're just watching the game and chatting.
Like they're hanging out on a couch. It's just us, you, and them.
And the Mannings also invite some buddies over for like the third quarter.
For example, last week, the Mannings had President Barack Obama hanging out with them watching the show.
Yeah, his favorite team, the Chicago Bears.
That was the Manning Cast last week.
So the Manning Cast brings the casualness of social media and like an Instagram Live with the distribution of legacy media like ESPN.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our media buddies, the Manning Brothers?
Low production budget, high viewership, that is return on talent.
Return on talent.
The old ROT.
Yeah, if you want some bang for your buck in media these days, pay a star who doesn't need any CGI graphics.
Pay some talent who can just be themselves and compel people to watch the product.
The big budget Lord of the Rings and like the House of Dragons on HBO. Yeah, that gets the most headlines.
But the biggest return goes to much smaller productions than those.
For example, cable gets ROT, return on talent, with reality TV.
It's way cheaper to let singles mingle on Love Island than to pay the whole cast of Friends to come back to the set.
Streaming like Netflix gets return on talent with comedy specials.
Pay Amy Schumer for a 2-hour stand-up special. That's way cheaper than producing a whole movie.
And now live sports is getting return on talent with multicast.
The Manning brothers got paid a reported $15 million this season to do that Monday Night Football simulcast.
That's it. Just $15 million.
That's less than $1 million a game. And their talent got President Obama to join.
Low production budget, high viewership. Jack, what is that formula?
Return on talent.
R-O-T. The old R-O-T.
Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
You know, honestly, your salad, it says so much about you.
Nick, you like to blaze your own trail at the salad bar.
Yeah, I'm ordering a salad. I go off menu, man. Like a combo of kale and croutons that has never been made before.
Me? I'm not reinventing the wheel. I like to go classic.
If Sweetgreen thinks it's a good combo, Jack's not going to change that.
Kind of like investing strategies. Some want to build a custom portfolio of stocks, crypto, and options.
Others don't want to reinvent. Just give me the most standard ETF.
Whether you're tweaking your one-of-a-kind portfolio every day or prefer a more hands-off approach, Robinhood has the tools.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy to choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Stocks offered by Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto.
All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
For our third and final story, Pfizer just announced it expects... You know what? They just expect an insane number. We'll share it with you in a bit. But yeah, they just told us how much money they're going to make on COVID vaccines. It's a lot.
Pfizer also just announced a new franchise to rival Disney's.
Jack, can we talk about New York City pharmaceutical phenom Pfizer?
The New York City pharmaceutical company just beat expectations and increase the forecast for the rest of the year.
The key here, Yetis, Pfizer is pumping out drugs freakishly fast.
You would not believe this. Pfizer said they're going to drop 19 brand new drugs in the next 19 months.
Yeah, including they've got positive developments on the new RSV vaccine.
That would be nice to all the concerned parents out there.
But honestly, besties, the way Jack and I see it, it's not really about those 19 new drugs in 19 months.
It's just about one drug.
Yes, it is.
The COVID-19 vaccine.
Because the COVID vaccine may not be top of mind for you right now, but...
It is for Pfizer.
It is for Pfizer. Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I find fascinating about this story. When we were checking out the earnings, we noticed they said the word franchise 15 times.
Franchise?
Franchise?
Like the quarterback that Chicago Bears need?
Franchise? Like the new McDonald's store that opened up around the corner?
No, they're actually talking about their old vaccine.
Yeah.
They're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine.
Literally, they said, we believe our COVID-19 franchises will remain multi-billion dollar revenue generators for the foreseeable future.
Now, Pfizer announced that they sold fewer doses of their COVID vaccine compared to last year.
But they sold those vaccines at a way higher price, Jack.
Last year, they sold COVID vaccines for $30 a shot.
Yeah, there was a public pressure to keep the prices down during the pandemic.
But today, they don't sell to the government anymore. They're in the private market. And so they jacked up the price to over $100 a shot.
$100 a shot. So like, yeah, Pfizer, they're selling fewer COVID shots than they used to.
But they're selling them for 4 times the price.
Add up that jacked up price and wow.
Get this. Pfizer expects to make $56 billion in COVID vaccine and COVID antiviral pill sales this year.
Okay, that is $56 billion on a single vaccine.
That's a huge number, and they're going to continue making that huge number every year for the foreseeable future, according to the CEO.
And they can see pretty far. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Pfizer?
Pfizer's COVID franchise is worth more than the superhero franchises.
More specifically, Yetis, Pfizer's COVID drugs are worth more than the Marvel and Star Wars movies combined.
$56 billion a year. That's a big number, but you want to know how big.
We do want to know how big, Jack.
So you do know the movie franchise is Marvel, right?
Yeah, like Iron Man classics. I know what you're talking about.
And here, you also know Lucasfilm. You've been watching since you were a kid.
The Skywalker, the lightsabers, all that stuff.
Marvel and Lucasfilm are the left and right biceps of Disney's movie studio and their streaming service.
And those franchises bring in, you guessed it, $56 billion in the past 12 months for Disney World.
We were shocked, but Pfizer's COVID vaccine brings in the same dollar amount of revenue as Disney's movie and Disney Plus streaming division.
Jack, Pfizer is like literally Doctor Strange. That is who they are.
So this one COVID vaccine and that one pill is a stronger franchise than Marvel and Star Wars combined.
Yeah, Thor, you got your hammer. Pfizer, they got their shots. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Uber just said they've never had more business.
And Uber admitted they're a downturn diva.
For our second story, the Mannings are no longer under center, but they're sitting shotgun in the media industry.
Return on talent. Jack, what's the formula?
Low production budget.
Yes.
High viewership. Uh-huh. That is return on talent.
The old ROT.
Our third and final story is Pfizer's COVID franchise. It brings in $56 billion of revenue per year.
The COVID shot franchise is bigger than Disney's franchises. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Alexander and his brother Nicholas down in Odessa, Florida.
Push and play.
Let's do it.
My name is Alexander Lopez Rovetta, and I am 9 years old. My best fact yet is about chocolate. Did you know that in Latin, cow tree means the abomica cow, which means food of the gods? So next time you have chocolate, you should feel like a god.
That makes so much sense.
This is why trick-or-treating is a religious experience, Jack.
I bet Alexander dressed up as a chocolate bar on Halloween.
I bet Alexander is getting involved in some leftover Halloween candy right now, too.
I think he's got a pillowcase stuffed full of Snickers bars.
All right, you
got
to share it with Nicholas. That's the only rule. In the meantime, Yetis, you look fantastic today. And if you want to help grow the pod, remember to rate us and review us here on Spotify or Apple. We'll take it.
That's how we grow the show. And Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
5 stars. If you know, you know.
And before we go, happy 28th birthday to Dish Lamachane, who's in San Francisco, but his girlfriend Camilla has a surprise for him.
We heard you've been long distance between Philadelphia and Columbia for a while.
So,
hope you're free this weekend.
She's taking you to Napa. You're going to enjoy some Pinots and some Profit Puppies.
Sip well, waft twice. Drink once.
And Daniela and Rudy Pierce, two expats living in Malacca, Malaysia, happy 4-year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations to Adriana, who's getting certified as a money coach in Montreal, Canada.
And Mia Panzer, the Middlebury Panther, happy birthday from Cohasset by the Sea.
Right outside of Boston and lives right down the hall from us sophomore year.
True story. And Zaina Mood, happy birthday in Amman, Jordan.
And happy birthday to Mary G, who's celebrating her birthday with a safari trip to Zambia. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, and Shelby H, happy birthday in Edmonds, Washington.
Happy birthday to Captain Mike Carlin in St. Louis, Missouri.
And we got a birthday for Joe Walker over in St. Louis, Missouri, too.
And Alexis Linda Lamore Santiago, happy birthday and happy Day of the Dead in D.C.
And Dhruv Gupta, happy birthday in Clarksville, Maryland.
Happy 12th birthday to Casey Ganta in Corning, New York.
And a happy birthday to Michael and James Finlayson, both turning 3, the Finn twins in Lake Orion, Michigan.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Netflix, and Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I both worked in finance for a while.
And we know the 6-monitor Bloomberg jockey with charts, numbers, balances, and more charts.
They got coffees in both hands while they're executing some complex trade on a soybean future.
Well, we're not trying to impress with our Mission Control Trading Center. Just give us an app, please.
Robinhood, with its mobile-first and intuitive design, it lets you trade with just a few quick taps on their app.
And even if things still don't seem easy, Robinhood has your back 24/7 with its live and robust customer support.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.